In the United States, following Donald Trump's victory, an elector from a state that the president-elect won says he has faced pressure and even death threats to change his decision in the Electoral College vote later this month. A youth vice chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, Michael Benarian, described to us the messages that he received.
Unfortunately, this election cycle was pretty divisive on both sides of the aisle, and that's bled over into the weeks following it. And as a presidential elector from Michigan, unfortunately, I've just been inundated with hundreds and hundreds of emails, Facebook messages, letters to my home, about four or five a day, tweets. And in those messages, unfortunately, some of them have been death threats, death wishes, and just generally angry messages from people who can't accept the results of the election.
Well, U.S. Electoral College voters are also facing other kinds of pressure ahead of the official election on December 19th. More than 4.7 million people have signed a petition calling on electors to ignore their state's votes and instead cast their ballots for Hillary Clinton. Among electors themselves, some have been trying to convince others to vote for a compromise Republican candidate in a bid to stop Trump.